The exhibit, Beautifully Wrapped, The Fashion Tradition and Culture of Head Wrapping, is on display at the Black Arts and Cultural Center until the end of this month. The exhibit has pictures of women from all over the world wearing head wraps. During the November Kalamazoo Art Hop, curators Arena El Amin Naeem did head wrapping demonstrations. She was wearing a head wrap called a gele.
But it's a purple and gold, more of a Nigerian style head wrap, which means it's kind of tall. And it's about a foot and a half, or maybe, about a foot and a half. So I look like I'm about 6 feet five, but I'm really only 5'4".
So what holds it in place? Are you actually tying it?
So anything with wraps is you're either tucking, you're pinning, or you're twisting. Many people, when they think of head wrapping, they immediately think of West Africa or African countries. However, you look at head wrapping, and it's in several places around the world. It's in Slovakia, it's in Norway, in many of the traditional dress of the place, head wrapping is included in some type of way. So this exhibit pays homage to that, and it shows that it's global.
At this stage, you don't worry about it being cute. Like, it's not going to be cute right now. You're just tying it, and after you get it on your head where it's not going to fall off, and do your, test it, because you don't want to be walking down the street and your stuff. That's not cute.
So for tall wraps, you're going to use your damask, which is that type of paper, type of fabric I spoke about. You're a showcase from Nigeria, your wax cloth, something, with a little bit more stiffness. And if you're just looking for a draping style, you can go with any light cotton or polyester. Really anything that's light will work.
So I have both on one side. I'm just going to twist. And then I'm going to make a little bun at the back.
Head wrapping is for several reasons. In some countries, you can look and tell the status or whether a person is married or unmarried, whether they're in mourning, all by how they tie their scarves. Some scarves for some people are dysfunctional. They live in a place where they don't want the sun beating down on them. And so for them, having the protection is that reason. For other people, it's more of a spiritual act. So people feel like your head is the closest thing to the heavens. That's the closest, highest part of your being, right? And so you cover your head to reverence that part of yourself, and you're getting closer to your creator. You're also blocking out a lot of negativity and negative messages that are being sent towards you.
As a Muslim, Naeem says she also wraps her head to show modesty and respect for her creator. She says when she started covering her hair in college, people saw her in a different light.
But it was like an immediate change in the reactions of people to me and how they treated me. And so wearing your hair, you're treated with respect. You're treated with in awe many times. And it doesn't matter whether you have a little bun to the back or you have a tall crown, gele like I have on right now that's, 2 feet up in the air. It doesn't matter. The fact that you're covering your head, there's something special about that.
The Beautifully Wrapped exhibit isn't just about cultural awareness. Naeem also sells calendars of the photographs to raise money for a nonprofit called 10,000 Girls. 10,000 Girls works to educate girls in Senegal, who often stop going to school to work in the home. The nonprofit also teaches older girls a trade so they can become self-sufficient.